On November 6, 2012, the country came together to do one of the most important things we ever do in our lives. We voted. At least a good number of us did. The whole country voted for president, various senators or representatives, and a number of interesting referenda pertaining to everything from immigration to legalization of marijuana. In Rutherford County and the rest of North Carolina, we voted for a new governor, as well as various senators, representatives, and state commissioners. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. In Rutherford County, I decided to check with our own Board of Elections to find out how they're doing now that the election is finally over. Debbie Bedford is the elections director of the Rutherford County Board of Elections, and I caught her between doing her nails and relaxing with a cup of cappuccino, right?
I wish that were true.
This election business, it seems to get, I don't know, more complicated all the time. This was a particularly interesting election. Maybe I should mention here that you're not just the elections director in Rutherford County. You're also kind of a national elections rock star, but that committee isn't currently active, correct?
It's actually called the Standards Board for the Election Assistance Commission, but it's not currently operating now.
But it is safe to say that you know a little bit about this election stuff.
I've been doing it for almost 18 years now. So I think I know a little bit.
Yeah, and you really love suffering, don't you? our election, this election is not over yet.
No, it's not. We have canvass tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, right before canvass, we'll count the provisional ballots that we have determined that can be counted. And then there is the possibility also of a recount, but that will be afterwards, probably called sometime next week or so. Yeah, they have to determine it is close enough to do the recount before we're told to do it. So,
looking back from your perspective as an experienced elections director, 4 years ago was pretty exciting. And in terms of turnout and activity and so on, how did we do in this last presidential election?
4 years ago, we actually had a 67% turnout, and we were a little over 66% this time. So our county was actually a little bit lower this election, where statewide it was higher than the election before.
I wonder why.
I don't know. It's not a big difference, just a small. It ends up about 0.5%, really, when you get everything finished up. But we're just a little bit below it.
And 4 years ago, the early voting was also pretty busy, was it not?
4 years ago, we had 17,800, and we had just right at 17,000 this time. It's a little bit lower. Not a huge difference, but, yeah, that could be the difference in the total number. And I think those first few days of that last week where it was cold and they mentioned the snow word, numbers dropped off drastically those couple of days, and I think that had some impact on it.
People were getting bread and milk at the time.
Right.
And didn't have time to
get staying in from the cold.
This election was a very, very nasty one, in my opinion, and seemed to go on forever. And now I have this problem in that I have a DVR and record a lot of TV shows. And sometimes when I'm watching a program, I see a political ad and it's like deja vu all over again. But in terms of what you do, when does it start for you?
Well, for an election year like this, where it's a county, statewide, and federal election, it starts in early February. That's when we start filing candidates, and we go through the process of filing for several weeks, and then we prepare our ballot for the primary, and then the primary election is held, and the second primary election is held. Then we have filing also in the summer for nonpartisan races, and then we prepare our ballot for November, and it's just a continuous cycle. There's really no downtime in this year at all. And 2 years ago, it was Christmas before we actually got through with the general election, but I think this year we might be through in November, possibly.
You're hoping.
Yes, I do hope so.
Now, when I came out there early to vote and make my connections with you and let you know that WNCW would be covering the returns live, a painful process I'd rather not talk about, by the way, there were people everywhere, and they were shoving papers at me and asking if I knew all the choices I had, and I felt pretty much mugged as I walked across the street to vote.
And it's that way at the precincts, too. Electioneering is what it's called, and it's allowed as long as they stay 50 feet away from the door. We give them boundaries, you know, of where they can stand and hand out information or talk to voters.
And it really, I'll be honest with you, it was annoying for me.
I've had several people tell me that.
But did you have anybody that said that they felt intimidated in any way?
Yes, I did. I had a few people report that they were very upset by how they were approached, but this is not related to our office. Of course, we do not have anything to do with those people, and they are allowed by law to campaign or electioneer, as it's called, in that area, as long as they don't cross the boundary and, you know, within 50 feet of the door. Just should not get to the point where a person feels threatened or anything like that.
And you and I are talking on the 15th of November, so tell me, what is the next step for you?
Friday, the 16th, we'll have our, at 10 o'clock, the board will meet and count all the provisional ballots that are approved. And then at 11 o'clock, they'll actually canvass the election, and that's where they review all the results. We will enter those additional numbers for absentee by mail that were after the date and the provisional ballots that are counted and that type of thing. Absentee ballots in a federal election, if it's postmarked by Election Day, and received by last Friday, the Friday after the election, then they can still be counted. So we did have additional 35 ballots that will be counted. Okay. They've actually already been counted, but the results haven't been added in. And then the provisionals will be counted. And then we'll send it into the state, and the state board will meet, I believe it's the 27th of the month, and they will canvass the entire state.
And that's when we'll decide whether we'll have to hold a recount. So we may still be talking about this in December.
I hope not. I hope we can get it done in November, but it may not be able to.
Well, I've got to say, Debbie, you are in a very positive mood. And you managed to stay that way throughout the whole process. And I
had my moments. I won't say that I was that way the whole time. We all had to kind of go in our office and scream into a pillow, you know, that type of thing.
At least you go into your office to do your screaming into your pillow.
I try to, yeah.
And, you know, and I have worked for many people who did not bother to do that. They just stood there and screamed at me. So I'm sure your folks really appreciated it, and all of the volunteers and the people.
We have a great staff here, and then all of our poll workers, our one-stop workers, they're the ones that really did the great job on Election Day and should be recognized for that.
Absolutely.
They did a wonderful job.
Absolutely. They were just super. They really were, because I did go and visit a couple of the different polling places just to see, to the one-stop places, just to see how everybody was doing. And everybody was seemed to be just really, really, well, I visited two and then gave up on the third because I really didn't want to run into the...
Run the gauntlet again.
Yeah, I didn't want to run the gauntlet again. So, Debbie Bedford, Elections Director for the Rutherford County Board of Elections, thank you for all that you do. I'll let you get back to reading your book or doing your nails or whatever you do now that the election is over.
I'm still trying to balance. We're still working on a few more precincts to get them balanced. So I think we'll be a little bit busy for the rest of the day and tomorrow morning. But hopefully tomorrow afternoon maybe we can take a little time off.
Oh, that would be good. That would be good. Take the weekend off. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.